I've read a lot of these on Let's Not Meet encounters, but I've never actually had one of my own to share until last month. For background, I am an 18-year-old female in my first semester of college. I've always seemed to get a lot of attention from guys and tend to attract some pretty creepy ones for some reason. Probably because I'm overly nice and have a hard time just telling people to fuck off, even when I get bad vibes from them. Anyway, I decided to get Tinder over the summer due to quarantine. All of my classes for college are online, so I'm not able to meet many people. I thought if I got Tinder, I could get to know some people from my university and maybe even go on some dates. I got a lot of matches. Some guys were really nice and cool to talk to. And then I obviously got some people just wanting to hook up, which I'm not into, but nothing too abnormal. That's what Tinder is mainly for, after all. After a few months, I ended up matching with a guy from out of state. We matched because he was in the area for work, but he was 8 years older than me, but I didn't mind. First red flag right there. He seemed pretty nice, and he asked for my snap, so I gave it to him. We talked a little bit. Within a couple of days, he became very clingy and obsessive. I have an extremely busy major, and most of my time is taken up from school. Because of this, I am not always on my phone and cannot answer the messages right away. If I didn't answer for an hour or two, he would message me again and again. He said things like, "Why won't you talk to me? Are you seeing someone else? I wouldn't be surprised. You're so beautiful. And I need you." I thought this was very strange as I just started talking to him. And we clarified and we clearly weren't seeing each other. I explained to him that I am very busy with school and it was nothing personal. He said he respected that and we continued talking. Obviously, that didn't last very long or I wouldn't be writing the story. He continued to text me constantly, telling me he needed me and asking why I was ignoring him. He started talking about driving 2 hours to see me. I was weirded out, but I assumed that he was just lonely and desperate. I felt bad, so I tried to brush it off and answer when I could, because he didn't really do anything concerning. Stupid, I know. This continued for a few weeks, and I started to get extremely annoyed. I had a bad gut feeling about this guy. He started talking sexual, and I told him I wasn't into that. He apologized and said he would stop. He didn't. No surprise there. So I started ignoring his messages. He apologized, and I called him out for it. He continuously apologized, and I left him on read. He started Snapchatting me pictures and constantly messaged me, so I unadded him. Then he texted me with another apology and said he hoped taking me on the date we talked about, even though I never expressed interest in going on a date. I ignored that message too and moved on with my life. About 2 weeks later, I got a message that simply said, "I'm sorry." I ignored that too. He didn't message me after that, and it soon slipped my mind once again. That week, I had a dream about him breaking into my house and attempting to kidnap me. I started thinking about it again, so I tried looking him up on Instagram. He didn't have an Instagram, which I didn't think was too weird, because I know some people who only use Facebook, so I tried looking him up on there. He didn't have a Facebook either. Now, that was weird. Most people have one, or the other, if not both. I thought it was so strange this guy didn't have any form of social media besides Snapchat and Tinder. I wondered if he used a fake name. Then I decided to try one last thing. I searched his name on Google. What I found made my blood run cold. The first thing that came up was an article for his arrest back in January with his mugshot. He was arrested for child pornography. They found several photos of an underage girl on his phone. He was released on bail a few days later. I was absolutely disgusted. This man was a predator, and he was free to do as he pleased and prey on younger girls. Now, when I think about it, my guess is that he saw I was 18 and thought he could get something from a younger girl without getting in trouble because I'm legally an adult. I'm not stupid enough to send any revealing photos or videos. I'm so glad I stopped being so nice and listened to my gut when things progressed. I don't know what would have happened if I didn't. And I wonder if my dream was a sign for me to look into who he was. It still creeps me out that he was so obsessed with me when I didn't talk to him for very long at all. So, to the creepy Tinder dude that preys on underage girls, fuck off and let's never meet again. I grew up in a small Scottish village with a population of around 100 people. The village has one shop, one pub, one park, a church, and a graveyard. Our house was even more remote, and a 20-minute drive from the epicenter of village life. My weekly entertainment was my dad driving into the village every Sunday night to get shit-faced at the pub, and me and my ADHD brother playing in the village forest down the road from this pub. Our dad would get us cans of Coke, which was the highlight, and we would run deep into the forest, high on sugar, climbing trees, building huts, and just having a great time. We would stay out until it was pitch dark and eventually drag our dad out of the pub. He would never come and retrieve us like he would this whole time. One night, as we were playing in this deep forest, my leg got stuck in some deep, thick mud. I got jammed right up to my knee and I couldn't pull it out, and neither could my big 8-year-old brother. I started to freak out and cry uncontrollably. I thought this was the end of me. I thought I would sink deep into the mud and never be found again. My crying freaked my brother out even more, so he ran back to the pub to get our old man. At this point, it was starting to get dark quite fast, and I was still alone with my leg stuck. We were more deep into the forest than usual, so I knew I was going to be alone for a good 15 to 20 minutes. Not a great situation to be in. As I was crying and waiting, in the corner of my eye, I saw someone run towards me. It wasn't from the direction of the pub, but from the deep within the forest. Couldn't make out any major details initially, and the person was blurred. I was hoping my dad would turn up at this point, and this new person would promptly stop running towards me, but nope. The person got closer, into the field of my vision, and I could make out more details. She was a girl, and looked sort of around my age, 6 years old. I knew there was something strange about her, though, because she was wearing a dark gray 1800s Victorian dress, and I was certain now that she was running straight towards me, getting closer every step. She came up to within 2 meters of me and stopped, my damn leg still stuck in the mud, her eyes locked onto mine. I said hello. No reply, no smile. I just stared deep into those eyes. "What's your name?" I asked her. Still no reply. Still, her black eyes locked. I didn't think she was a ghost or anything. She just dead-eyed stared at me for a long time. She moved a little closer, not breaking eye contact. Time moved fast and she simply turned around and sprinted back into the dark woods. Almost immediately after she ran off, my shit-faced dad stumbled into the forest, mumbling and swearing under his breath with my brother following behind. I knew every single kid in that village and had never seen her before. The direction she came from and ran back into was just trees for miles, and no one lived there. Her clothing was so weird compared to anything else I had ever seen. The forest was not the kind of place little girls would be running around left alone late into the night. I definitely wouldn't have played in there at night if I didn't have my big brother. I never saw her again in the village or in the forest, but would have loved to know who she was. She was definitely human in my opinion, just a very strange human who was drawn towards my loud crying and distress. Hey, I'm new here, so if I make a mistake writing, I apologize in advance. English is also not a great language for me, so there may be some mistakes. Mostly, I want to share with you one little creepy encounter with one unknown man. I was 10 years old. and I was walking home from school. It was during the day, streets full of people and cars, when you would at least expect someone to kidnap you. Suddenly, a man appears behind me. He was wearing a blue and black tracksuit. He followed me to my building, but as I was small and didn't notice it, some danger until he stopped me in front of the entrance and offered me chewing gum. I refused because the chewing gum was not open, and he held them in his hand. It wasn't until later I realized that it might not have been chewing gum, but some drug. But when I refused, he offered me again, but I ignored him, and I was already anxious heading up to the stairs to my apartment. Knowing I was home alone, I was scared. I started screaming and crying as loud as I could. I started screaming and crying as loud as I could. The man ran away quickly and haven't seen him since. I know I'm stupid to bring him back to my apartment, but then that encounter wasn't as creepy as later on when I realized what could have happened if I had taken the chewing gum. When I was 19, I picked up a job at Denny's until I could get hired at a video store during the holidays and hopefully stay on there. If you don't know what Denny's is, it's a lot like a pancake house. There were three managers, assistant manager, a creepy late 60s dude, would find any reason to touch me or rub up on me. He would deliberately squeeze behind me at the register station because it was a tight squeeze. One day, the dude followed me into the stockroom while I went to grab a box of something, and he shut the door. He cornered me, and one of the cooks I complained to about him walked in and told me a customer was asking for me. I shot out of there really quick. If he hadn't seen him follow me, who knows what would have happened. He made me feel like showering every fucking time he touched me. And he liked to touch my hair. He could tug on my ponytails. Needless to say, I worked there for a total 3 months. And then I hauled ass on out. I didn't even give notice. I walked in the next day I was supposed to work and just gave them my uniform and left. I wish I would have said something to one of the other managers, but I was young and dumb. I hope he never did this to anyone else.